Fine. So we're holding over here, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the second line. So yesterday we said a memo from Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. We have to just keep a little cheshbon. That yesterday in the middle of the Amud, in the middle of Yud Aleph Beis, we learned Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel said halacha that you land asleep in a kila besukah. A kila again had four posts, even though it has a roof, because it's not gavaya asar. That means four posts doesn't make it that you're sleeping out of a sukkah, since it's high 10 tefachim.
It's not high.
It's not high 10 tefachim, sorry. So now we have a different member of Yehuda HaMashmur. Lishna Achina, that's the second line from the top. Amila, Amar of Yehuda HaMashmur, Mutta Lishim Bekiles Chasanim, Besukkah. You're allowed to sleep in a Kiles Chasanim. Now this is not four posts, this is two posts. Lefisha Ein Lagag, because there's no roof. This is not a steer to yesterday, but it's a different din. Yesterday we were saying, Rabbi Yehuda HaMashmuel said it has four posts, and that's a regular roof, but still, it's not Gavaya Asara. It's okay. Since it's not Gavaya Asara, it's okay. He was saying, Rabbi Yehuda HaMashmuel today is saying, that it has two posts, even though it's Gavaya Asara, it's good, because it fell on the roof, because it only has two posts. Zok to Gemara. Meisvei, we have a steer, Hayoshon, Bekila, Besukkah.
So no matter how high it would be, it wouldn't be an oil?
No matter how high it would be, because
no,
it's
outside
a
of Besukkah, it would never be considered an oil, period. That's why it's okay. Right, it never gets to the Shema Halos, otherwise, at one point, it's a problem.
There's a fan where it could get a Shema Halos, but normally not.
We'll see more in the Gemara a little bit later why it's not, I mean, that's a view, but you bring up a good point. I'm saying that I mean, how tall could it be? Pashtus.
Pashtus.
As long as it's not a tefach on top, it doesn't have a shame roof, it's a teepee, I'll be pashtus, that's good. That doesn't have a shame oil. Zok to Gemara, Meisvei, Hayashon, Bekila, Besukkah, Leyotzi, Dechevase. If you sleep in a Kila Besukkah, you're not Yotzi, Yechayiv. So here you see that sleeping in a Kila is a problem. That's a teepee. Right, that's what Kila's Chasanim.
When he talked about four.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the same.
Four. Oh, over here's two.
Over here,
it's one breath, the same breath.
No, that's the Gemara's answer. That Hachamai Skin and Sheyesh Lagag, that it has some roof, it has a tefach of a roof, which means like this. If you know Mishmul said over here Kila's Chasanim, Kila's Chasanim definitely only has two. When it says now plain Kila, we don't know what it means. Either it can mean Kila's Chasanim or it can mean yesterday's Kila, which yesterday's Kila was four. So that's why the Gemara is going back and forth. So the Gemara is saying over here, La Yatz Dechev Vasayim. The Gemara, Chamei Eskinon, B'Sheyesh Lagag.
The Gemara could have answered it has four.
That is the Gemara's test.
Sheyesh
Lagag.
Oh, Yesh Lagag means wider than a tefach also.
Yeah, okay, that means four.
Could be two with wider than a tefach also.
Two with wider than a tefach has the same din as four. Zot Mavaita, Toshma. Naklitin, Shnayim, V'Kinoifis, Abom. Naklitin is two, and Kinoifis is four poles. If you put something on top of the kinoifis, it's psula agav naklitin nixshera. Uvevachle naklitin gavayim in amita asar tvachim. Again, so naklitin is two, and if it's not 10 tvachim, it's kasha. Ha gavayim in amita asar psula. But if it's taller than 10 tvachim, it's pasul. Avishayin lagag. That's the head. Not like Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel today. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel said that kolzman there's only two. If it doesn't matter how high it goes, it's okay. And here we're telling you that Gvayim and Amita Asar is going to be possible. Zakti Gemara, Shaini Naklitin Nikvi. Naklitin has a different problem because it's Kavua. So since it's Kavua, even though it only has two poles, it has a din of oil. Zakti Gemara, Ikavil Aviki Kinaifis. If it's Kavua, then it should be like Kinaifis, even though Kinaifis is four. But the mile of Kinaifis is that it's Kavia. So once it's Kavia, still, even though it's less than 10 Tvachim, we know by Kinaifis, it has a shame oil, because Kavua has such a strong mile that has a shame oil. So too, Naklitin should have a shame oil, even though it's two. Two or four should make a difference. Kavia should make a difference.
Mechtes, maybe it's in the middle somewhere.
Oh, that's the most that's. Legabe Kinaifis, after the Gemara, Legabe Kinaifis like Kvi. Legabe Kila Kvi. There's three types of kavua. There's naklitin, there's kinaifis, and there's kila. Kinaifis, which has four poles, even if it's less than asar, it's kavia, so it's a problem. Now, klitin, it's in between kviya. So therefore, if it's two poles, it's in between kviya. So therefore, if it's the ma'ala me'asara, then it has it in kviyas. If it's less than asara, it doesn't have it in kviyas. Kila, one second. Kila, even if it's kila has two poles, so even if it's taller than asara, it's not kviya. So ma'ala, it's kosher. Yeah, because why isn't a teepee a gag? Why not?
At least say that it has to have a halal on the other space of...
Well, we're saying it's a ma'ala mesa. The nekuda is kviya. The nekuda, the bottom, you think the nekuda is sasa adwarim? The nekuda, the bottom line is that I need kviya.
It needs to also be a gag.
Yeah, I understand. So now, this could be considered a gag technically if you want. Why not? You're covered. What does a gag mean?
No, but a gag should have... Needs to have a
shear
of
God. Yeah, but a gag without any kviyas wouldn't help because it wouldn't protect you.
I understand. So again, so the bottom line is kviyas.
Let it be kviyas. If you have a kviyas of a wall, a straight wall, let's say you're sitting underneath you have a humongous 2x10, and it's a skinny 2x10, and you're underneath it. It's not enough to pass up. You're not sitting underneath the
gag. So I mean, maybe the top places can help you. Again, let's just finalize what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying is that the bottom line nekuda is if it's kviya. Once it's kviya, then it's considered you're sitting in that. That's a matzik between you and the sukkah. Now, but gevaya asar helps the kviyas to it. Okay, and gag helps the kviyas to it. But really, what the nekuda sadvarim is that kviya. So now, kinoifis is spitz kviya. Ground has four beams, so therefore, less than a sar tvachim is a problem. Naklitin is yet kviya, not kviya, so therefore, the ma'ala ma'asar is a problem, pachas ma'asar is not a problem.
So the asar adds on to the kviya.
Asar adds on to the kviya. Like we see by Sukkah the ma'ala m'chaf amma. Right? That was the bottom place. Oil, that's kviya. Oil, that's kviya. So when it's oil, that's a shem kviya. So. That's all the same family. And then you have And then you have the third thing is the kila, which is a teepee, and so it doesn't have a gag, and it's not kviya, so then it's, as tall as it is, it's not a mafsi.
The way that
I'm
seeing it, the rope is directing, yeah, is that let's say you have the etzim, you have a oil lower down. Meaning
the real oil?
Where's the real oil?
Yeah. What do you mean? Is that?
Are you seeing this teepee that's skinny like anything on the top, and then the bottom obviously white.
Right.
Yeah. At which point is the
oil? The whole thing is oil. What do you mean?
Even the skinny thing on top.
Yeah, yeah.
So this has helped the Rabbi Tumah also? When the Gemara says Kli, or Tom Rabbanu?
Tumah, you need a tefah. Tumah, you need a tefah.
Different than Tumah now.
Yeah, Tumah, you need a tefah.
Well, let's say you're under
but if it doesn't have
that, that could be exes a custom.
No, that could be exes. Where it's
you're right.
Where it's format in the yud and it's mafzik sukkah. Does it also help for oil for tumah?
It could be. Well, whichever way I'm going to say, you can ask me. Or whichever.
I want to know.
It could be. I don't know. From here, I could hear that it's a raya.
No,
but that's
what?
No, beef for tumah. One says a shem oil. It could be not. It could be that this was in the zakhta, but you need a tefach. There's nothing to do with akviz.
You're going to put a mezuzah on such a wall?
Mezuzah?
Sukkah's not never chayim mezuzah.
No, I understand. He wants to know, let's say, stam. During the year. I mean, why? Because it's not a ceiling? So, but there we say, let's say, tzuzah pesach, let's say such a thing.
That's okay.
Well, no, okay, so that you have to see the sugi menachas over there. If within, yeah, but that's not what was going on here. Yeah, zok to my vayte. Darish Rama Baravuna, mutalishim bekila. You allowed to sleep in a kila afpish yesh lagag, and afpish gavaya saw kila. You allowed to sleep even though it has a gag, even though it's gavaya saw. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda, the amalay osi ayalai mevatel oil kva. It's going to Rabbi Yehuda that says that oil ara can't go ahead and be mevatel oil kva. Okay, so this bed is always oil aray. So no matter how tall it is, we don't care. The Tanan, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, now you're going to eat a lishan tachasimit if an askenim. It's a famous mission, the first mission in the second parak. He would sleep under a bed in front of the zakenim. So you see that you're allowed to have something blocking you, covering you.
Is he talking about kilo kilos chasanim?
Huh?
2 or 4.
He's going pashtus. He's saying afapisha yesh lagag. it's even four. Zakti Gemara, v'lei malach kabi Yehuda. Let me just say, halach is like a Yehuda. Why is he coming and saying a new halach kilu? Dafka by a bed, because a bed is made to sleep on top. It's nothing. It's not made to be on bottom of it. So that's why it's not a shtar when you're sleeping on bottom. It's not meant to be a roof, the bottom. The bed is not meant to be a roof. It's meant to sleep on top of a bed. Aval kila de l'saycha suya. Kila is meant to sleep in it. So now the roof on top of it is meant to be a roof. Ein maloy over there, maybe Rabbi Yehuda never said his halacha. Rabbi Yehuda over there would say that it's possible because the roof does shtar me from underneath the schach. The reason to Rabbi Yehuda is that oil is not mevatel oil kva. So loishna mita veloishna kila. It doesn't make a difference a bed, sleeping under a bed, or sleeping in a kila. They're both considered oil ara. So since they're both considered oil ara doesn't come and mevatel a oil kva. And therefore the sukkah, even though sukkah deer is ara binon, but it's a kva. Right, that's you see, the whole sect is like that. That it's ara, but it's kva. So
there's no such thing as kavir now, or a bed or anything, or kilo.
Oh, it's
ayolah. Rebbe before also. So
no, that's Rebbe. This is the Tana Rebbe. So we're going like a Rebbe that says. Any ayolah can be about like five beds, anything like that. Kilo is ayolah. That's as tall as it is. It doesn't make any difference.
Okay, so let's say he has a four poster bed that is with. That he sleeps in all
in
year.
His house,
in his house. And now, all year. So that's a kfar, no?
Kfar doesn't mean that you use it all year round.
If it ever comes down, it's kfar.
If you have a foldable bed, is that a kfar? Is that a bed or it's a...
No, this is not a foldable bed.
I'm just making a point.
It weighs 200 pounds, and it has a gigab.
Okay, so what are you saying?
So that's
chayav
to be the
kilah.
So if
you
move
it, we agree with you, Rav Shabtai. We agree with you. That's why the Gemara didn't say kinoifis. The Gemara only spoke about a kilah. Kinoifis, which is a regular bunk bed, that's strong. You don't move it. You don't do anything. I mean, move it means you don't. You let it move it, but you don't dysfunction. What's it called? Dismantle it.
Yeah, but so the case of mita is could be an oil kfar.
Don't ask me what you just said. You said very good. Kinaifis would be a problem. The Gemara never said kinaifis.
Okay, so but the point, what are you going to do with mita? Mita
what's
is
mita?
Requires a kfar, according to me.
But there it's not made for oil. Right. It's not made. The Gemara said you don't even need oil.
Okay, so if you have a cactus
bed with drawers
underneath, and drawers underneath, so then it's made for it. It's made for
drawers.
No, it's made to use
underneath. Okay, that's not a good problem. They never had that.
So make sure never to sleep under a bed
that has
drawers.
No, no.
And take out the drawers.
No. My bed in the sukkah has a heater underneath it. So it's not a problem. I'm not
heater?
You can't sleep when it's cold. So I put a heater underneath the bed, and then heater underneath the bed warms you up.
Make sure it doesn't get burned.
Yeah, make sure the match doesn't go fine.
Okay. Zok to my vayte. The Mishnah says, Hidla, the Mishnah, Hidla le'ez a gefen. You had a sukkah, you had four walls, and you leaned a gefen tree on it. Right? Ve'esad las, or las tree, ve'esad kisim, that's a type of grass. Ve'sikech agaba. So you lean, so you had four walls, you take a tree, you lean it on the walls now, and now you put schach on top of that, those branches. Psula. Why? Because the schach is schach pasul, so mela, what you did here, they have mostly schach pasul. When my sikha chav man,
how do you know it's mostly schach?
Oh, because the Mishnah says when my sikha chav man, if you add more schach than the branches, then it's batal b'roiv, and then it's kosher. Oy shekatzitzan, or you cut the branches, ksheira, then it's also kosher. We're gonna get to that. Right. Zeklal, kol shu mekabel tuma. What could you use for schach? Anything which is mekabel tuma, ve'ein gedulim in the aretz, and it doesn't grow on the ground. Ein mezachem, but that's not kosher for schach. V'chol davar she'ein mekabel tuma, something which is not mekabel tuma, v'gedulim in the aretz, mezachem, but now what's the two things not mekabel tuma and gedulim in the aretz? L'chayev gedulim in the aretz, not mekabel tuma.
Meaning, can you have something that grows from the ground? Is the only klal that it grows from the ground?
Right. So ein gedulim in the aretz.
Big boards is mekabel tuma.
Right. Big boards are mekabel tuma.
Even though
it grows from a tree. Right? That's why you can't, right? It depends.
Yeah, but that has a bizunder reason why it's not good.
It's so too faket. Let's say it's not the kabel tumma. But saying do the menorah, it's like, as she says, ayah is behema. Or even though it's not the kabel tumma, it's mechus malach, or whatever it is. Who says Rav Rav Tzel? You put in the schach. You put in the schach on top of the sikh chav man. You put in the schach on top of the tree.
But you have, if I recall, we had a whole. You have
the tree didn't give.
Over a building. Over here we have 51% of the actual cell is
from the schach kasha. That's good. Yosef Rav Yosef kamei de Rav Huna. Rav Yosef sat in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef Kama, and he sat and he said that Oisha cuts on Kshay when the Mishnah said, if you cut it, it's kosher. It's not enough that you cut the branch. You also have to pick up the branch. You have to shake the branch. Why do you have to shake it? Because else it's Tassav Leminasi. You just cut it over here. That means it itself was pasul, right? Now, what do? So you went and cut it. So you didn't touch the branch. It's Tassav Leminasi. What's the spitz case of Tassav Leminasi? Hachaytet Begadish. You have a mountain of hay. And you go ahead and you dig a hole out, and now you have 10 tvachim in between. So you're sitting there. That's pasul. Why is that pasul? Because you didn't do anything to the hay on top. You moved it out, but you didn't touch the hay. So Sotov, even though you cut it, that's not enough. So you said halacha, you have to shake it also. Once you shake it, so now it's pasul. How hard do you have to shake it? It's a big machlokes. Either tefach, three tvachim, or maybe just a mashu. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah?
Yeah.
No, the Mishnah is just giving you etzes. What you do, either you put more schach or you cut it.
But over here he had a sukkah kshera and then his medalda on top of it.
No, he didn't have a sukkah kshera.
Before his medalda.
No, he didn't. I said it or not. You had no schach on the sukkah. You had four walls. You leaned down the tree and then you put branches on top of that. That you put. And you put it on, and you move out the bread, then it's good. Rav Huna said, what do you mean? What are you saying? That Rav said it. Shmuel is the one that said this. So Rav Yosef got upset, and he turned his face towards Rav Huna. How are you going for it? I didn't say Shmuel didn't say it. I said Rav said it. You're saying Shmuel said it also? Okay, both said it. What are you coming to tell me? No, this is what I mean to tell you. The Shmuel Amma Veloy Rav. No, forget. Shmuel Taka said it and Rav didn't say it. The Rav Achshuya Machshu. Rav is Machshu even without shaking it. It's enough by cutting it. Kiyo, Dev Amram Chasidom. Ramat Chel Telepizom at the Inchi Beise. His wife put on tzitzis. His wife held the imchuyv and tzitzis. Imagine, right? Why? Yeah, he held, whatever. Why? Because tzitzis are mechuyv balayla also. It's not mitzvah, it's man grandma. It's a woman are mechuyv and tzitzis. You know any lady that wears tzitzis?
No, not in our circle.
A woman of the walls.
Yeah. A woman of the wall wears tzitzis? Like,
yeah.
They just... Okay, so what's wrong? You're allowed to wear mitzvah says Mount Grama. They shake lulav. What?
Because instead of saying the bracha, they say, see what I'm doing. They don't make the bracha, they say, see what I'm doing. So it's an act of shvar.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay. So now, Zizak to Gemara. So what did he do? How did he make the tzitzis? Talon, v'lay pasak rosh echutin shalahen. He took, we have four strings and it comes into eight, right? He took one string, put it through four times, and then he cut it afterwards.
The tips.
Then he cut the tips afterwards. So, Aslak Amed Rav Chiyah Barashi, Amalei Achi Amayav, Mifsikon, Rav said that you could just cut it, Venk Shein, and it's kosher. Amopsi Kosin, so we ask you, Aslak, see, even though you didn't take it out and put it back in again, he did it, the Katchili, put it through the hole, and then cut it. He said it's kosher. Hachanamik tzitzasin tzitzasin. Why? Obviously, by tzitzis you also have a problem of taslim and asim. And it works. So you see, cutting it is enough. So too over here, cutting it is enough for sukkah. So that's what you see. Rav is machshe. So why are you telling me Rav says you need to shake the schach? I see cutting it is enough.
Don't you have to put it in a hole? I mean,
he says no.
Isn't he a seer putting it in a hole?
No, he's saying cutting it is enough. If he also sees putting the schach on it, cutting is considered a mess.
How do you know Rav is in agreement on this? How do you know Rav is masking to
Rav said this.
Rav Amram Chassidah. The Rav Achshur Mach. Oh, he was Machshur.
He said Rav said you need to be Minaneya. So he came and said, no, Shmuel said it because Rav is Machshur even without shaking it. Again, Rav Yosef.
Meaning Rav was Machshur these tzitzis.
Right. Hachi Amarav. Mifzik on Beng Sheh. Cutting it in its kashrut. Shmuel holds. You don't say. So one second. And he said, Mashenk and Shmuel would hold that you need to be Menaya. That's why I told you Shmuel. So he says, Shmuel doesn't hold Sikas and Asan. We have a different member from Shmuel. Vatana Shmuel, Mishmuel Abchia, Hitl, Shnei Kranis, Vivas Achas. If you put them in both holes, you have the two Kranafs on each side, right? So you put it into both holes in one shot. You put one string into both holes, and then you cut it afterwards. Then you cut the in the middle. It's kasha. My love, you're making knots, and then you're cutting it. Is this possible in Mitzvahs? You have one string going through two holes. I can't work it out in Mitzvahs.
It's formal. He had four strings. And you could cut.
How is it possible to make knots on both sides when the strings are still connected?
No, it's only connected in one. Meaning, it's only connected on one side. So you use these two.
Works.
And maybe I'm trying to think. You use one side.
But how do I make the knots?
No, you use one side.
How do I make the knot? How's that going to be massive?
You're
not
using this piece to turn it in.
No. Each end is
two corners. Yeah.
Rashi says it's cut before.
I'm not doing that.
You have two ends. And two ends are not. So what you did is you have one long string.
I could do it, right? I could do it.
But then the middle is still connected, and then.
I could do it.
Rashi says talking about that the ends are cut before you put them in. It's just still connected in the middle.
So
the ends are cut. So if the ends are cut, you can make
once
it out.
Once you have one side cut, you can make it out. Yeah, that's true.
And when you were done, you had...
Okay. So Zakti Gemara. So now...
So Etzim, this is no different.
No, it's like this.
Uh-huh. It's one string
repeated. It's one string repeated four times. But it doesn't matter. No, I could play with that.
With one side,
there's a one-sided knot. Right.
No. One side's going to stay stationary. The other side,
one side's going to stay stationary. You're going to weave around that side. Okay. So Zakti Gemara. So Shmuel said, Hitel shnei kares v'azachas v'achkach posak v'shechut v'shalein k'sheir. So you see, my love, shekaish, you're making the knot v'achkach posak. So you see that he holds that cutting it is enough. So why am I saying? So both hold cutting is enough. So you're telling me that Shmuel held that. Someone said this halach of tzarich l'naneh. You're telling me it's not Rav, it's Shmuel. But Shmuel over here, he agrees that cutting it is enough. So Tamar Loi, Shapaisa v'achkach kaisha. He cut it. What? So Tamar, Paisa v'achkach kaisha. So Tamar, ask you a question. Ma'ala me'me, what's the chiddish? And my mouth came and be inon kana v'shas psil. The leka, you need to put it in the hole. B'shas, it's cut. And if you didn't, kamash malam. But the fact that...
Why couldn't I make the same comment about Rav?
Rav, yeah.
Oh, good kasha. Okay, but one second. Let's just say again. Yeah, okay, good. So one second. So we're saying that what? We're saying that over here we're talking about that you... Again, so Shmuel said, Halacham, that cutting it is enough. So we thought that it meant that you made already the knot. We're saying, no, we're not talking about that you made the knot. We're talking about just putting it in the hole. Once you're putting it in the hole, then you would think that you would think, the chiddush is, you would think that putting it in the hole is already a problem. Kamash malon, no, you could put it in the hole and there's no problem. Okay, that's...
If you didn't make the knot.